and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday again. They come fast. I was thinking this morning, reflection, what is it that it seems that the days and time is going by just like that? It's just so fast. Or is it that the time is not moving at all? I'm wondering, paying attention. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. And again, the biblical question is to given to you to encourage you to know for yourself, to think for yourself, to wake up. Wake up. Wake up around the world. Wake up. The biblical questions are to encourage you to wake up. For those who want to wake up. For those who want to wake up. Most people don't want to wake up, but I do understand it. Why don't you presume others' innocence unless proven guilty? Why don't you presume others' innocence unless proven guilty? That's the biblical question. Isn't it like an amazing question? That question is so amazing, I don't know what to do with it. Wake up. If not now, when? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can, you don't have a reason not to hear the show live. You can podcast, and I know you have things to do. Some of you, and you're not able to just watch it as it's happening. But you can watch it live. I mean, you can listen live on your iPhone, iPad, if you're not able to sit and watch it. You got to go to work. You got to take your children to a public school to traumatize them because you don't want to stay home and be a mother. You don't love your children more than your ego. You can be, or you just land up at the beach, or you Kamala Harris and you scream it at a church trying to pretend like you're a preacher. Whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the whole world. In his hand, he got the whole world. In his hand, he got the whole world. In his hand, he got the whole wide world in his hands. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. A Bond JLP Cash App. All right? It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is and will always be Country and Western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you, Pete, from Alaska. What an amazing song. Pete, you need to put that song out there in the world so everybody and they mama, if you're black, everybody and they mama, if you're white, everybody and their mama can get a copy of it. It is an amazing song, Pete. It really is. Our battle is a spiritual battle. You don't know that. Some of you are discovering it. Men and women are discovering it. But once you really see what's going on, and then once you see how deep, deep, way deep unconscious you are, when you can see the depths of your unconscious state of being, it's going to blow your mind. You're going to be like, what the? But it's a mess, so wake up. You can wake up. The world has nothing to give you. The only thing the world offers you are opportunities to stay asleep, to stay unconscious. And the world wants you unconscious. And the world work overtime. When I say the world, I mean everybody in the world, not just the politicians, the preachers, the teachers, but yourself, your family members, your children, your husband, your wife, your friends, your co-workers, everybody wants you unconscious. And you want to be unconscious, and you want everybody else to be unconscious because you can live off each other. And you call it life. You call it life. You call death life and life death. What a mess! What a mess. Another mess is I was reflecting. I was seeing some stupid stuff with Kamala Harris. It almost looked like that Kamala Harris running for president is like a game. It's like a joke. It's not real. It just seemed like they put somebody decided to put the dumbest student in class into the front of the classroom and pretend that they're smart. And the teacher to give them an A even when they have not earned it. And the kid that show up at school and sit up in class and the teacher put him on the front, put them on the front row and pretend they're smart. It's like Kamala Harris lights are not on at all. It's like she's driving down the road and it's midnight and she's down in the country and there are no street lights. And she's driving down the road without turning her lights on. I just never seen, in a big way, I've not seen anyone this empty. Kamala Harris is like an Asperger patient. You know what an Asperger is, right? They call Asperger that.
Wait, say that again?
An Asperger.
Wait, hold on.
Right?
Yeah, I think that's a medical condition.
Is it?
Something like that. At least it's close like, to that.
It seems like a lot of young people have Asperger. So I'm wondering if it's even real.
I might have Asperger.
Asperger? Well, I notice a lot of millennials has Asperger.
I'm just joking, Jesse.
Oh. Well, it seems to be a popular thing right now. I don't know if people really have it or the counselors and doctors tell them they have it so they can give them medication, but they really don't have it. I don't know. Because I really don't know what an Asperger is. I don't know if it makes you like dumb or whatever. Maybe y'all know out there, I don't understand, and I really don't. I'm not just saying it. But it's something wrong with Kamala Harris. It's like she's not able to think at all. So I'm just wondering. I want to give you an example of something she did the other day that it looked like you wouldn't do it if you were running for president. And I remember Hillary Clinton went into a black church and she did somewhat the same thing. You notice how all the women, not all, but these women that are running for in politics, they scream a lot. They like screaming and it just hurts your ears. It made the dogs start howling. And like when a fire truck go by, it hurt the ears of a dog and the dog start barking, howling. These women are screaming and it sound like that. We showed you Big Mama Michelle yesterday screaming and it hurt your ears. I wonder why when a woman scream, it hurts your ears. When men yell like that, it settles you down. Haven't you noticed the difference? Here's Kamala Harris unveil her new pastor accent during a church service in Philadelphia. Watch this from X.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The path may seem hard, the work may seem heavy, but joy cometh in the morning, and church morning is on its way.
I bet that makes Satan and all of the demons want to go hide. They're like, what the? That's so silly. That is like silly. And she's supposed to be running for president. Why somebody to say, no, no, don't do that? And I'm wondering, once she got back to her office and they reviewed the video, did she see how silly she is? It almost like her running for president is a game. Like, it's not like real. You get nothing from it at all. I want to just play that one more time in case you missed it. And I want you to just look at how she is like, she doesn't mean anything about joy in the morning. And she's not even saying it with her natural voice herself. It's an act. It is worse than an act. Watch this again from X. This woman at church pretending to be a pastor or whatever she's doing. Watch this.
Weeping may endure for a night.
Who speak that way?
But joy cometh in the morning. The path may seem hard, the work may seem heavy, but joy cometh in the morning, and church morning is on its way.
What an idiot. What, she thinks she's in a play or something? It reminded me of the Fallen Messiah, Barack Obama. He used to do that too at the black churches or whatever. He gave talks. Big Mama Michelle did that yesterday. We played that soundbite. And I remember Hillary Clinton going to a black church. I'll fear no return. I feel like going on. And the black audience just applaud. They don't know they're being made a fool of. It's like they don't know it made them look silly and their little religion thing seem fake. It seemed like it's an act. They applaud that mess when these people come to their church and do that. These politicians are actors and actresses on a stage, and the black audience in the church applauding like they're worshiping Jesus. It's so silly. I don't know how anyone fall for it. But they're applauding because she's joy come in the moon. That's not how you do it. You don't normally. I know the black preachers yell like that, but she's a politician. Why don't she go in there and just be in a politician way? Lie. Amazing. Here's one more soundbite from Kamala Harris. This is from X. Kamala Harris rally crowd is completely stomped by after she tells them to all start shouting their own name. So apparently Kamala Harris is telling the crowd at her little rally, they were shouting Kamala at first. Then she said to shout your own name, and they felt silly. Watch this.
Do that. Because it's about all of us. It's about all of us. And listen.
Look at her.
I have fought my whole career to put the people first.
Do you really want that empty shell running your country? The Allah U'Abba people must be having a party at the idea that this could possibly be the next president of the United States. It's over. And when I say it's over for the country. Our enemies will overtake us. Our enemies will overtake us. It's amazing how close we are to be destroyed in America. I just never thought that that could happen. It didn't look like when I was growing up, America was such an amazing country, and you would just go where you want, do what you want, you get a job anywhere you want it, live where you want, whatever, and ride around on a Sunday afternoon, grooving on a Sunday afternoon. You can't do that anymore. You wouldn't worry about people breaking in your homes and robbing you on the streets or at a cafe. You could be sitting at a cafe, and whether it's on the sidewalk or inside the building, and people are literally come up to you and rob you now. No police. What happened to my America? I want my country back, but it's not coming back. You know how they have these ballot boxes so that you can go and register early by mailing in or dropping them in the box? Well, according to this report, that's under attack now. Because we're losing America. We're losing America. I'm still blown away that somebody let Kamala Harris go up in a church and scream a script. See how the devil can quote the scriptures, right? And she can care less about the scripture or God or anything. And the people are like, praise the Lord. Hey, oh. She quoted the scripture. The same way they did with Hillary Clinton. I don't feel no ways toward. I feel like going on. But anyway, ballot boxes are under attack now. NBC is reporting that ballot drop boxes in Portland, Oregon, and neighboring Vancouver, Washington, were set on fire early Monday morning, police said, just over a week out from Election Day. Watch this from MSNBC.
Breaking news from the Pacific Northwest. State election officials are working to determine how many ballots were destroyed overnight after two apparent arson attacks. Drop-off ballot boxes were apparently targeted in Vancouver, Washington, and Portland, Oregon. Police found an incendiary device, that's their frame, inside the Portland ballot drop-off box. County elections officials say fire suppressant inside the drop box protected nearly all the ballots. Only three were damaged. But officials in Vancouver fear that hundreds of ballots could have been damaged or even destroyed. It is not clear if the two are connected. The FBI is investigating.
Amazing, huh? Are you surprised to hear that? No police. No law and order anymore. So I'm not surprised. So hold on to your ballots and go into the ballot poll, voting poll, or into the building there and vote right there and give it to them. We have a Democratic Party and a right-o Republican leaders, so-called leaders, that are desperate to keep Trump out. People are angry. Can you imagine being angry because your person may or may not win? They're setting the boxes on fire. So imagine all the people who have gone out to vote. If you're in that area and you voted and you drop your ballot into one of those boxes, go and vote again. Just say you're illegal, you can do it. They'll let you vote. But go vote again to make sure your vote is counted for. All right? To make sure your vote is counted for. But don't cheat. No cheating, but just in case your ballot was burned and it's not being counted. And don't let the illegals vote. I'm just playing. Illegals, you ain't got no right voting in my country, all right? But you got to go and make sure your vote is counted. Because if you're in that area, go and vote again. But in the right way. In the right way. Because your ballot could have been burned up if you dropped it in one of those boxes that they say, I don't know if it's true, but it was vandalized, set on fire. 888-77-53-773. Let me go to Ashley out of Texas. Ashley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. How are you?
All is well. How are you?
Amazing.
Good. So I have two things that I wanted to ask you.
Ask.
All right. So I'm going to start with the first one. I've called a couple times and had a couple different conversations with you, but I've also been listening to you, in your past leadership. How do I say that? What's the word I'm looking for? Conversation. And I'm really understanding the message that you're getting across. Now that I'm aware of myself and my thoughts, there's a, it may be a thought that tells me or makes me think I should be telling other people. Is that what I should do?
Nope.
Okay.
Why should you do that?
There's a part of me that wants to help them.
Why?
Because they're lost in their false state, in their fallen state.
But how can you help a lost person to be found?
You can't. Only God can do that.
And so why do you want to help them?
Okay, because I think you helped me. But and it's... Go ahead.
I didn't know, I know what you mean when you say you think I helped you, but I never, I'm, it's not me. I didn't help you. You wanted the truth, and whether you were or not you wanted it. So when you heard it, you welcomed the truth, and the truth entered into you, and it is helping you.
Okay. Okay. All right. That makes it a lot easier.
Most people, most human beings, because their hearts are wicked, they don't want the truth. They love their evil. They love their misery. And God, if you notice, he's not forcing himself on anyone. You have to invite him in by...
Correct.
So...
And I could see where going into a conversation like that with anybody would cause some anger and frustration from the other person.
Absolutely.
Because you're trying to tell them something.
You're trying to give... You're trying to give... someone the truth who don't want it. And then when they don't accept it, you get mad at them for not accepting it.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't want to do that.
Right. Because so you're just, going against the norm. It is abnormal to try to tell someone the truth. It's abnormal.
Okay. Okay. And my second question is, my situation is a little different than most women. I had my children when I was in my early 20s, and the marriage was bad. It was, you know, it happened out of wedlock and all these things in the fallen state. And so when we went to get a divorce and there was the separation of the kids, there was a part of me that resisted the fight. Not that I didn't care about my kids, but that I wanted what was best for them. And what I felt at the time was best for them was to stay with their father. And I allowed, well, God spoke to me one day and he said, if you'll give me those kids, I will give them back to you. And so I relinquished all anger, all jealousy of the girlfriend, all the things. And I stepped back and I allowed my kids to grow up with their father. And a couple of years ago, I got a phone call that some things had happened. He was involved in a CPS case. And so they wanted me to come in and be a part of the kids' life. Well, I was a couple hours away from where my kids were growing up. And so...
Hold on one minute, Ashley. Let me take a quick break.
Yes, sir.
All right. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. Read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I was just taking it one day at a time. But you could go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. Pacific time. TheHakeReport.com. And that from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. So I hear that there was some problem with the Punchy TV episode yesterday. I don't know what's going on.
Well, the episode that's up right now is totally fine.
It is?
Correct.
I'm scared.
It was a re-upload.
Oh, God. Check out Punchy TV on YouTube at punchy.tv. Are we able to play the teaser?
That we cannot.
We cannot.
No, that I don't have anything new.
Oh, from yesterday?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Well, check it out, folks. I don't know. I'm just here. Let me go quick. There's a line open if you want to jump in there. 888-77-5-3-7-7-3. Let me go back to Ashley out of Texas. Ashley, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So where I'm at now is I have a healthy relationship with them, but I allowed them to stay in the school that they were in with their grandparents. I didn't feel like uprooting them out of the life that they had always known was the right thing to do. Now that I am texting back and forth and I get my son, I have a son and a daughter, and my son does come to see me.
How old is he?
15.
And your daughter's
16,
how?
He's 16 and 15. Yeah, so they're both teenagers, and they're still in school, and they're both in athletics, really good kids. No such thing. You're right. So if you could give me some advice on how I should proceed as a mother who puts her children's best interests first, and I try not to be selfish, and I'm really aware of myself to not jeopardize my own children for the sake of what I want. What advice would you have as far as how to proceed?
When you say that, you said something like God told you one day you get your children back.
Yes.
And why do you say God told you something like that?
Okay, I hear you.
No, that was a question.
It was a question, okay, because at the time, it sounded like the truth. It sounded like that was the best thing for me to do at the time for them.
But why did you say God told you that? You said God told me I'd get my children back.
Because I don't think that's something that we would normally think. In the human emotion, we would think of ourselves first. We would think of, oh, I want my kids, and I'm going to fight him in court, and I'm going to, these are my kids.
But God didn't tell you, God doesn't tell you, oh, one day you'll get your children back.
Because essentially they're not mine anyway.
No, God doesn't speak in that way.
Okay. Okay.
And so now that they're teenagers and they're living with your parents, you say?
Not my parents, his parents.
They're living with your ex-husband's parents. And you want to know what's your question for me?
How do I proceed in my relationship with them?
By just being yourself and let it naturally happen. There's nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're teenagers now. They know how to call you. They know how to be with you if they want to. Just let it happen naturally. If you get in the way, you're going to screw it up.
Right. And I've always felt like that. I've always kind of known that in my heart.
Yeah.
At the time when it happened, I was definitely a lot more in my fallen state than I am now. Not that I've accomplished anything, but I'm a lot more aware of my own thoughts and my own behaviors. Back then, I was sick.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to make them sick.
Have you apologized to them?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Well, now just stay out of the way and just work on you and let the relationship happen naturally. And if it's meant to be, it will be. If not, it won't. But you'll be fine either way.
Either way. You're right. Okay. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. Every morning and every night.
Yeah, stay with that.
And I want to speak to this. There is no doubt in my mind that what I'm learning right now is going to change my life forever.
Yeah.
But there is no doubt. And so I'm clinging to it and, you know, I'm staying aware of my thoughts, staying aware of my imaginations, because that's really where we get lost. That's where we spend our time in hell, is in our mind. And so I just want to say thank you for your teaching, and to God be the glory.
Oh, amazing. Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Yes, sir.
Endure to the end, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Amazing.
All right.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 888-775-3773. Let me do some super chats. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
We didn't get to finish all of them yesterday.
I know. We got to do better.
Pastor Chatelet with a couple of rumble rants. Good morning, Jesse and team. Big smile emoji.
Good morning.
Our silly friend likes to slander and gossip in the chat, in the rumble chat. And that's fine.
What do you think about Kamala Harris yelling like that?
I think she was crazy. I think that she was smirking a little bit because she knows she feels stupid doing that, talking all black and Christian.
And the Christians in the church were applauding it, like she really meant what she was saying, and it was the voice of God. That's so insane, too.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Ridiculous. Sort of like our friend in the chat who likes to slander and gossip in the chat. Kamala is slandering America.
What a mess.
And that's fine, but they won't call Jesse. It won't call Jesse. This it in chat. I tried to super chat for it, but it's afraid. What the beta?
Lay down your weapon, Pastor. Don't fight with anyone. Really. Don't. You got to realize you don't know the depths of how evil human beings are, really. And so they're getting the thrill knowing that you're being paying attention to their mess, so don't pay any attention. Give no attention to evil inside of your own mind or inside of others. All right? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Satterlake. KB in Ohio bought a coffee. Good morning, Jesse.
Morning.
I'm going to spit out my coffee. You've never heard of Faith Airlines. Hilarious. God bless you. Great show today.
Amazing. Thank you. That was from yesterday.
Yeah. KB in Ohio, thank you, sir. Chillin' Lean bought a coffee.
Because the caller said that he flew over there on faith.
Right. He flew over to another country on faith right. to see if it would work out with that girlfriend.
I thought it meant Faith Airlines.
Right. Because we do have Spirit Airlines.
I was thinking the same thing. The thought crossed my mind. Amazing. Thank you.
That was a great call, by the way.
Yeah, it was. Amazing call.
Chillin' Lean, amazing callers today, Monday, meaning yesterday. Jesse, biblical question idea. Who is the author of your life?
Thank you for that suggestion. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Chillin' Lean.
Yeah.
Three more coffees from him. Jesse, you said earlier today there is no such thing as finding a positive in every situation. Can you please explain why that's the case?
Because there's no such thing as positive. It's just another word with no meaning. And it'll have you looking for something positive. Amazing. There's a positive and a negative in a battery, I think, right?
True.
But that's about it. Amazing. Thank you.
No more thoughts. Biblical question.
Why don't you presume others innocent unless proven guilty?
Because something in me judges. It doesn't care about what happened or justice. As long as I feel something about it, I'm conditioned to wish things to people based on made-up good and made-up evil.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors, Aries 1, Games for Rec, Cactus Eater Bear, Kid Combo 1.0, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all. Amazing.
On X, responding to that gal who has this, who is a narcissistic sociopath or whatever, she's like, I love being angry. That makes me different from everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
You said everybody loves that?
Right.
Psychologist here, says Jesse, I-E, J-E-S-S-I-E, gal. I'm not sure why you think that, but you are mistaken. Most people do not enjoy it. That's the difference between anger and excitement, whether or not we are enjoying the effects of adrenaline, etc. Personally, I can't stand it, and I avoid it at all possible. Anger.
So this person said they avoid anger?
Mm-hmm.
You can't avoid anger. So everybody and their mama love their anger. They were just like that woman was saying, they love their misery, and the proof is they won't let it go. If you didn't love your anger, if you didn't love your insanity, you would let it go. You can't avoid it. You can't control it. You can't deny it. It will control you. So take your little degree back and get your money back from the school. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
Jesse does a follow-up. The fact that it's inconceivable to you that everyone doesn't feel that way likely means you have low cognitive empathy. Perhaps due to a condition adjacent to hers, that narcissistic sociopath gal. And I'd be really interested to know whether you believe you hold on to anger because you love it as well.
That's it?
Right.
I don't hold on to anger. I know for sure anger is not necessary, that there's never a reason to be angry. And I know for sure and without a doubt anyone that has anger is evil. They're a murderer and cannot be trusted. And I know you don't have to be angry. You can overcome anger. Anyone that wants to overcome it can. Most people don't want to. They justify it. Amazing. Thank you, though. That's interesting.
Yeah. Tony bought a coffee. For thievery, I would hang. I ran with that mountain gang. The hot sun upon my face. A life lost at a gallop's pace. A gallop's pace. Have a great day, everyone.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
I appreciate it.
For Country and Western Tuesday.
Country and Western Tuesday. All my life. Amazing.
Kev Fisher, now a monthly supporter on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hello, sir. I hope all is well. Not a serious question today, but I have to ask.
Ask!
I like the Manly Cars song you were featured in, and I agree. What's your favorite car or cars, or do you not have one?
My favorite. I don't have a favorite. I just know I don't like those little cars, electric cars. They make no sound. You don't even know the motors are. You can get ran over or run over someone. They're lightweight. They're girly cars. I don't like that kind of junk. I mean, well, I don't want to call it junk because everybody seems to have one now. A lot of people seem to have them. So I don't have a favorite, so thank you.
Thank you, yeah. Kev Fisher. He also bought a coffee answer to the biblical question.
Why don't you presume others innocent unless proven guilty?
It used to be a bad habit I inherited from Mama, but over the years it became more of a laughing at the initial thoughts of judgment. Since I've been listening to you over 2 years now, I've realized even more watching the thoughts and letting them pass quickly has given freed my mind more. I realize no one can help it, including myself, until we return to the Father. These days when someone provokes a situation, for example, I know it's not them, so I never hold judgment or a grudge. Thank you again for what you do. Amazing.
Oh, amazing. Thanks for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Verge, 5 coffees. Jesse, my boyfriend, always blames me for the silliest things that are misplaced. I know it's the hell in him, but why does he do that, and how should I respond, or should I just ignore his comments?
Well, number one, you should ask him, us, why are you doing this? But don't get angry, and you will see how to deal with it.
Very nice. You will
see how to deal with it. All right. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Edgar out of California. Edgar, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes. This is my, fourth time calling. And this question keep it, not a question, but this answer of nobody talks about it is how do you paralyze a witch? That's a question.
You have a noise in your background there.
Noise.
It sounds like
paper. How about now?
That's better. I don't know which. I don't know what a witch. I know what a witch is, but I've never seen a witch. What do you mean? How do you paralyze one?
Well, you know, other with a witch.
Edgar, hold on a minute. Tell them to stay close to the phone and make sure that the noise in the background. And let me know and I'll come back to him. 888-775-3773. Are there real witches? I know that there are people who think that they're witches, right?
Right.
They belong to the witch club or group or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's no such real witches. Are they like actual witches? Excuse me.
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Because like in the Bible, they don't talk about witches really, do they? They have people who would try to do tricks.
I don't know which I'm familiar with is the Wicked Witch of the West. Maxine
right.
Waters.
Yeah. That type of witch, that's real.
The one with the low IQ?
Yeah.
That witch.
That one you can see. Not real in the sense that she's a genuine person, but she's a phony.
Okay, Edgar, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Are you dealing with a witch?
No, my mother was a witch.
Was she like a?
She gave me some pointers of how a witch can lose their powers.
And when you say your mother was a witch, how do you know she was a witch?
I've seen her cast spells. I've seen her throw things,
oh, yeah,
throw spirits and stuff like that. That's how I know.
And so, but you're not dealing with any witches. Your mother's still living?
No, she passed away. And, okay.
So you're not dealing with any witches now. You don't see them around anywhere, right?
Well, they get away from me.
Okay. I wouldn't worry about them then. As long as they stay away from you, I wouldn't give that too much thought.
No, I'm just saying, I just want to pass the word around of, you know, how can you paralyze a witch, which is very simple.
All right. Well, I'm not, because of time, I have to run, but I wouldn't worry about it, Edgar. Just let him go. I won't worry about it. I ain't never seen no race except Maxine Waters. Thank you, Edgar. I wanted to try to get the soundbite in before the break, and then I'll get back to your calls. So we have Hillary using that accent. I don't feel no way toward.
Hold on, let me look.
Derek, tell me we do have it.
I think I have it.
Okay, I wanted to, I showed you the one with Kamala Harris at a black church. And after that, she's preaching to the blacks and they're applauding and praising the Lord like it's real. And Kamala Harris did the same thing. And Barack Obama's done that. And I've seen others do that over the years. But what is mind-blowing that they would do it and then that the blacks would believe that they are really preaching and that they mean what they're saying. Here is a reminder from, and I want you to see, she sounds just like, Kamala Harris sounded just like Hillary Clinton did. With, I don't fear no way to talk. And I want you to hear how the black Christians are acting like they believe it's real. Watch this. Where is this from?
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Do they believe that that's real? They believe she's speaking from the heart and from God? They really applauded and praised the Lord as she changed her voice and everything out to sound like the blacks. She's laughing at you. It reminded me of when Barack Obama, not only the stupid stuff Kamala did, but it reminded me when Barack, that was from C-SPAN, by the way. It reminded me of when Barack Obama went the other week and was telling the blacks if they don't vote for Kamala Harris, they have some, the black men. That he was scolding them. That if you don't vote for Kamala, you got some kind of issue going on. It's the same kind of thing. People don't respect the blacks. Isn't that amazing? And the blacks don't seem to know it or care or something. I got to take a break. 2 more hours to go. When I come back, your phone calls, hate news and not the fake news coming up right now. And I'll be back in a moment.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
some serious mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of Country and Western Tuesday, everybody. October 29th, AD, 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hate News, Not Fake News, even from overseas. If you dial 1-888-775-3773, that is 888-77-JESSE. Put a 1 in front of it if you're dialing via Skype from overseas. It is free. You don't need any membership or pay any fees, even if, when you're out of the country. Pretty cool. But it is Hate News, Not Fake News, and we will get back to your super chats and more great stories. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, does it seem like your phone has been blowing up with political text messages? I know mine has. It's out of control. It's not just you. These texts have increased substantially in the 2024 election cycle. Commie Nonsense Network met the real, so-called real people who send those political texts, and they do see your responses if you respond. I don't even respond. I just click stop. I type in stop and send it back because these people are annoying. I'm starting to ignore texts almost as much as I ignore phone calls and emails because it's a bunch of junk, except for some of you guys. Unfortunately, you get lost in the junk. Terrible. Election countdown, Vice President cackling Kamala Harris and our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. They are trying to reach as many voters as possible 1 week from Election Day. That is next Tuesday. Today is this Tuesday. Next week is next Tuesday. Election Day for America, right? Harris, Kamala, scheduled to deliver the final major address of her campaign today at the Ellipse, a park just outside of the South Lawn of the White House, currently black on the inside White House, where Trump rallied his supporters ahead of the January 6th, 2021, mostly peaceful Capitol protest. It was mostly peaceful. Part of it was a riot, though, unfortunately, I guess. Trump will be in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, PA, beautiful PA, where he's joining an event in Drexel Hill and holding a rally in Allentown. Isn't that nice? This comes as more than 43 million ballots have been cast across 47 states already, and the evil District of Columbia, evil and dirty and crime-ridden District of Columbia, D.C. CNN's most recent, I heard Trump is going to fix D.C. if he gets in. Nice. CNN's most recent national poll found that Kamala had a large lead among early voters, despite a virtually tied race overall. What a mess. And burned ballots. You guys hear about that? Earlier this hour, JLP covered it. Federal authorities investigating fires at ballot boxes in Oregon and Washington State, I think, after hundreds of ballots were destroyed. Evidence from the incendiary devices found at two charred ballot boxes in the Portland, Oregon area shows the fires are connected, they say, as well as a third incident reported in Vancouver, Washington, the Pacific Northwest. On October 8th, a spokesman for the Portland Police Bureau said, authorities are working to determine the motives behind the attacks that appear targeted and intentional. Was it Antifa? I don't know. They don't speculate that. CNN says the fires come after the FBI and the DHS, Department of Homeland, so-called security. They recently issued a bulletin raising concerns that election-related grievances, such as belief in voter fraud, could motivate domestic extremists. They're trying to cast it as right-wingers, maybe, to engage in violence in the weeks before and after the November election. It's nothing to get violent over. Protect yourselves, people. Protect yourselves. Stay in. I don't know. And flight refunds. U.S. Airlines now required to refund passengers automatically if their flight is significantly delayed or canceled. The Department of Transportation, not run by a morally straight person, says that the final federal rule requiring airlines dole out refunds, not vouchers, went into effect on Monday. Passengers deserve to get their money back when an airline owes them without headaches or haggling. So said Pete Buttigieg on X. What a mess, huh? I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, hour two. Thank you.
to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question, and it's amazing, the biblical question, why don't you presume others innocent unless proven guilty? Why don't you presume others innocent unless proven guilty? Isn't that an amazing question? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show live on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast if you're not able to just sit and watch it because you're busy or whatever. Anywhere in the world, we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. So you can listen on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing, right? Live. You don't have to miss it. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com. /JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the second hour of the show. And it is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the?
Me. Who let the dogs out?
Luke.
Amazing. One quick thing before I go back to the callers here. Elon Musk announced a while back that he was giving away money to those who, and I may have it a little wrong, but they take someone to vote or encourage them to go to vote, he would give them X amount of dollars for a while. And apparently somebody don't like the idea of Elon doing that. Elon is the boss. He paid the cost to be the boss. All right? You can't mess with the boss. He paid the cost. And apparently there's some people that want to sue him. A Philadelphia district attorney, Larry Kushner, I guess, announced a lawsuit Monday against billionaire Elon Musk. Musk! Over his political action committee's supposed illegal lottery. Watch this from ABC.
Last week, Tesla CEO Elon Musk was sent a letter from the Department of Justice warning him that his $1 million giveaway could violate federal law, something Richard Painter, an election law expert, believes is true.
This is an indirect way of paying someone to register to vote.
But Michael Domino, also an election law expert, tells us he doesn't think Musk is crossing the line.
Well, it's clearly not vote buying because he's not paying anybody to vote or not to vote or to vote for a particular candidate.
As for this most recent lawsuit claiming Musk's giveaway is an illegal lottery in the state of Pennsylvania, Domino believes that also isn't true.
We're not selling lottery tickets. Nobody's buying a lottery ticket. Nobody's throwing money into this except for Musk.
Amazing. So Elon Musk, is the richest person in the world or just the richest person in America?
No, in the world, they say...
He is the richest person in the world. How can that be?
Well, in the world, if you ask Google.
And he, is he richer than those people over in Saudi Arabia with the oil? I thought they were the richest people.
Well, he's the world's richest man.
Oh, those people over there are not men?
Well, there may be a group of people. But no, I even think he beats them. Yeah, I think he even beats them with a net worth of $270 billion, according to Forbes.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing. But apparently they don't like the idea that he's giving his money away. Did he encourage, he said, I give you this money if you go vote or if you take someone to vote?
No. Yeah, my understanding is if you get people to register to vote, in this area, in Philadelphia.
Oh.
Something about either you registering or getting someone to register will enter you for a chance to win something like $1 million. And then there's giving out $1 million per day till the election is what I heard.
I knew that Elon Musk, he got to know the law. He knew what the law was before he made the decision. The lawsuit also accused Musk of violating consumer protection laws. Watch this from ABC.
Along with running an illegal lottery, the lawsuit also accuses Musk of violating consumer protection laws, something Madeline Somerville, an attorney at Georgia Trial Consulting, believes is the case.
There are specific provisions in the law that allow you to support folks getting out to vote. But if it endorses one side versus the other, that's where the state or the U.S. has to step in.
Which is why Somerville says the lawsuit has been filed to put an end to the giveaway. But opinions are split about whether or not anything illegal is being done.
That can't possibly be a lottery when someone's giving away his own money.
In my opinion, he is operating an illegal lottery in the state of Pennsylvania.
Of course. In your opinion, which don't count.
You know what's funny about this, too?
What?
Is there's a legal, it's funny how there is a legal way. They're saying you can't have money influence elections, basically. You can't have this person's money influence elections. But what they're really saying is that you didn't do it in the way that we like. Because you're allowed to influence elections with money. They call it lobbying. They call it many things.
They call it a welfare check. They call it a affirmative action.
Yeah.
They call it DEI. Amazing. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this turned out. And you got to remember that elections are 1 week from today. Just think about that. Next Tuesday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, by the end of the, well, it takes forever now, but by the end of the day, you're supposed to know who the next president is. When you wake up the following morning, they usually tell you before that. But when you wake up Wednesday morning, you know who the president is. Ooh, that's going to be a mess. That's going to be a mess. A week from today, it's closer and closer. The closer I get to you, the more you make me feel amazing. So we'll see how this turned out. They're just jealous. Let me go to Ray, a first-time call out of California. Ray, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Ray.
Jesse, you know, Jesse, talking to you, I must say, man, it's so amazing. Amazing.
Oh, amazing.
All amazing. Hey, Jesse, man, I'm here in L.A., man. I don't know if people know, man, but you are a listen, man. I just got one word for you. Legend. You are a legend, man. You're a legend, man. Listen, man, I did not know you've been doing this stuff since the 80s.
We've been around.
I was born in 83.
You were born in 83?
Yes, sir.
Wow. We've been doing this work since 1990.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I started my nonprofit in 1990.
Man, you've been around for a minute, Jesse. I just was watching some of the clips of you.
Older than
and
dirt.
I'm like, Jesse, you was actually out here in L.A. You started here.
Yeah.
Jesse, I did not know. Listen, man, I'm so sorry that I'm just now finding out about you, man. But, like, you, and I'm not trying to put you on no pedestal, nothing like that, man, but you're a legend to me, man. You're a hero to me, man. Some people look at Tupac and all them guys. Man, I didn't know that you did all this work. Like I didn't know that you are you. I did not know that, man.
And so are you working on yourself now?
Man, listen, man. I'm working on myself. And I'm proud to work on myself.
Right on.
And one thing that I did, the first thing that I did, man, I called the person that raised me, and I told him I forgive him.
Right on.
I did the first step that you told me to do, that you told all of us to do.
Yeah.
You know, when you start doing that change, communicate with the people that raised you, whether it's your mother or guardian, foster parents, whoever that raised you, and tell them that you forgive them.
Yeah.
And I did that, Jesse. And, man, listen, man, my life has been even better, man. Everything's been good. Thank you, Jesse, and I will be definitely coming to your work. Thank you, man. Thank you. I think right now, man, you are, to me, man, you're, like, one of the most important human beings on earth, man, because, Jesse, like, I didn't know that people was going against you.
Let me tell you this.
But you to be here right now. Yes, go ahead.
Let me tell you this real fast because of time. I want to encourage you to stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And now that you have forgiven, do the silent prayer and practice staying out of your head. Don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about yesterday. You stay present, and your life will change by itself. It doesn't need your help. There's nothing you can do but stay present. Let all thoughts pass. All thoughts are all lies all the time. I'm telling you, Ray, if you stay with it, there are no words to express how amazing your life will become.
Hey, Jesse, man. Thank you, man. Like I said,
you're welcome.
It's such a blessing. Thank you, man.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you, Ray.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. You got to stay with it, folks. And there are people who are doing it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Wake up. Wake up. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Minnesota. Nick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. It's a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Thank you.
So I had a question about, I'm doing the silent prayer like 3 times a day now. And when I'm doing it, I'm a business owner and I thinking a lot and I'm under pressure a lot. So when I'm doing it, I have like the thoughts just race and it just like adds up one to another in my head.
Yeah.
And it's just like hard to get out of that. How do you suggest going upon like the silent prayer? What do you think is the best way to get out of my head?
You get out of your head by being aware of the thoughts. You need to, because you've been living in those thoughts all of your life and they have been controlling you. They have been making you think and feel a certain way, good or bad or whatever. But now you get out of them by being aware, and that's what the silent prayer does. It is shining the light on the darkness of your thoughts. And all you need to do is watch them. Don't run away from them. Don't deny them. Do not try to control them. You need to just see them, and they will be taken away from you.
Okay.
And don't call them you. Don't say things like, I'm depressed. I'm lonely. I'm afraid. I'm this. Because you have been identified with those feelings, with those thoughts were brought on the feelings, and you have been believing that they were you, and they are not. And so just seeing that, they will be taken away from you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I never really believed in, like, anxiety or depression or anything. I thought it was always just, you know, you're sad, so do something about it. But my grandma, actually, she's going through a time where her husband died, like, 2 years ago. And she's in a house, a big house, and we're trying to get her moved out, but she's so depressed. And then my family's trying to help her, and we're, like, going over there and getting her ready to move out, but she doesn't want to do anything. She's so depressed. Is there anything, should I try to help her? Because my mom tries to help her so much, and I'm like, Mom, you can't do anything about her. But could I do anything to help my grandma or tell her anything?
Well, she needs to drop her anger for sure. You can tell her that, but she might not want to hear it. Tell her, and then if she doesn't accept it, just be done with it. But there's nothing you can do to help her out of her depression. Most people, most human beings, they love that. They love the idea of depression. They love the idea of sadness and loneliness and anger. So there's nothing you can do but leave her in that state of being and wish her well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she was, that's what I was going to go tell her. I was just going to go tell her the truth and tell her what she needs to do.
Yeah,
because she opposed her will on my mother. And then my mother raised hell on me and
yeah,
my two siblings, and my dad went through it in the divorce. And yeah.
Nice. Well, you just continue to work on you and leave her to hell. If you tell her, hey, this thrill you're getting from acting like you're so sad because your husband died is all the thrill, is all of that. You need to cut it out. But if she's like, no, I want to, I really feel bad. Okay, stay in your hell. Goodbye.
All right. All right. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Lizelle. Is it Liesl?
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Liesl from California.
This is my second time calling, sir.
Okay.
And it's quite, I'm usually very busy in the morning, but I said, let me just call Mr. Jesse to say hi.
Hi.
I love your stories, Mr. Jesse, about how you came from Alabama to California. And I love the story of your plane ride and how you mentioned how when back in the day, when getting on a plane, we'd get all dressed up. It was like a classy thing to fly. Now it's like, you know, the last time I was on a plane was like in 2021, and it was just like shabby. The experience was so gray and dull, and the people were like, you know, I hate to say it, but kind of like, no, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it because it sounds so judgmental. But it's just not the same. So I just called to say it makes me feel so good, you know, though I lost my father in 2002. It's good that I can, hopefully it's not an intrusion on your part where I might just call you just to say hi, because it's like I don't run across a lot of people that remember yesteryear and value what we, you know, what we experienced, how you say life was so amazing in these United States back in the day.
It really
and
was.
I count myself fortunate, Mr. Jesse, that I grew up in the 70s. I was born, I think you said you came to Los Angeles. Did you say the late 60s, sir?
Yes, in 68.
That's when I was born. And when you said that, oh, my God, that's a wonderful year that Mr. Jesse came to Los Angeles. I had a wonderful childhood, Mr. Jesse, I did, in the 70s. And I even told Joelle when I called him one time, we loved to roller skate, and who taught me how to ride a bike was the neighborhood kids. We were in Las Vegas. My dad was stationed at Nellis Air Force Base in the early 70s. My mom and dad even allowed me to walk to school.
Yeah.
And the school was like a couple blocks away. And I was like 4 or 5 years old. That was when kindergarten was, so we had to go to kindergarten. But I remember walking to school by myself.
I remember when it was so nice flying. I almost just don't even want to fly now. It reminds me of one time I went to Cancun. I've gone there a couple of times, Cancun,
wow.
Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And the first time I went, there were a bunch of Mexicans on the plane. And these Mexicans, I had never flown with that many Mexicans before, right? And they had big trash bags and full with stuff, trash bags and bags and everything. And I didn't know at the time that they were taking stuff back from America they had bought, taking stuff back to their country. And I was like, why are these Mexicans got all these bags? You're not supposed to travel with trash bags like this. And they were on top. They were in the plane, not under the plane, right? Though they had a bunch under the plane, too. But flying now reminds me of that. It's like,
it's awful.
It's junk now to fly when it used to be classy.
Remember how the stewardesses looked back then in the 70s?
They had nice bodies. They were thin.
Beautiful.
They were
white
pretty.
Women.
Yeah.
They were tall and gorgeous.
Now
they
so
and
fat they can hardly walk down the aisle. They bumping into your seat.
Mr. Jesse, I'm going to call you just to reminisce with you of yesteryear. I just have nostalgia every day, and I just don't run across people who remember back then how America was. It seemed so colorful and vivid. Yeah. And when I tell just regular people in town, they're like, oh, no, you feel that way because you were young. Otherwise, everything is the same. No, everything is not the same. Yeah. It was not the same back then. But thank you. I don't want to take your time. Thank you, Mr. Jesse.
You're welcome. Bye now. 888-775-3773. The unfortunate thing, I guess, if you can say unfortunate, is that most young people now are not going to know how great America was at one time. Really. They're not going to know because they have changed history, rewritten history, and they're rewriting history. They have torn down the statues and monuments. They have burned out half of the country, almost half. They have they now have DEI where you don't have to be qualified for anything, so everything is service today is just junk. And just because you don't have to be qualified, you just have to be of color and a female. And so everything is just falling apart. And the generations to come won't know that America was absolutely amazing at one time. Absolutely amazing. They're going to listen to the lies that America was a slave country. America was bad. And they don't. It's not true. It's unfortunate. But that's what happened to countries, I guess. We let the wrong people run your country. Jessica out of Pennsylvania. Jessica, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I actually just wanted to make a comment. So I am out of Pennsylvania, so I wanted to give a little bit of insight, if I may, regarding like that Elon Musk thing that's been happening.
About the money thing?
Yes.
And so apparently it's Elon, so he's offering people money to go and vote or bring someone to vote?
No, none of that, at least not from my knowledge.
What
so
is it?
What it so what it actually is it's a petition. So it's a petition to sign in favor of free speech and the right to bear arms. So the First and Second Amendment.
Oh.
And it's only for registered voters. And for basically, it's in a lot of the swing states, PA being one of those. And then what's happening is out of those people that are signing this petition, he's giving away, I don't know if it's like once a week or each day. I think it might be each day. He's giving $1 million to like a selected individual that signed the petition.
And so have you got your million yet?
No, not yet. but they were based, I think what the issue was is that especially for the state of PA specifically, you were getting money for that as well. It was like $100 for you signing it and you referring someone. But nowhere on that petition does it talk about encouraging someone to vote one way or the other.
Oh, okay.
This was strictly just agreeing, like you're coming in agreement in supporting the First and Second Amendment.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So he's only doing that. Is he only doing it in Philadelphia?
No. So it's the whole state of PA, but there's other states that are considered like swing states.
So oh, okay.
Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, I think Michigan, Wisconsin, and North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
So it's within those states. And I hear it all the time, and I've seen like the articles and the video. I think even what they are, you know, showing on TV and stuff, and what they're calling this thing is not right. even what it is. They're making it seem like, you know, Elon's trying to persuade people, you know, one way or the other, and it's not like that at all. So I find it kind of hilarious when I see, you know, people talk badly about it when, to be honest with you, if you think it's wrong to agree with the First and Second Amendment, then I don't really know, like, why you would want to be here, you know? Like,
that's right.
You know, because those yeah. are two really important amendments that we have and our rights. So I just think it's kind of hilarious. So I just wanted, that's all I really wanted to share, just well, to give a little bit more detail on that.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I hope you guys have a great day, and all thank right. you so much for all that you guys do.
Thank you, Jessica. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Right now. Amazing. So now you have the story. What a mess. What a mess. Let me go to this one line open, 888-7753-773. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Oh, Lord. Rick, not there again. I hear him in the background. Rick going once. Rick going twice. You hear him? What a mess. All right, Rick. I tried. Lord. And let me go to Sheldon, a first time call out of Florida. Sheldon, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Hope you're having a good day so far.
All is well. Thank you.
All right, good. So I just had a couple of concerns because you see all of these threats being made online against Trump supporters, like that professor from Kansas University saying, oh, we need to line up Trump voters and shoot them. And, you know, just all this, all comments you see on social media, like in YouTube comments, Instagram comments, people saying that they're going to, you know, I don't want to be specific and repeat it, but
right.
people just making threats towards us. And that personally doesn't make me feel comfortable. I'm registered as independent and I'm going to walk to the polls on election day, but that'll make me feel safe at all, you know? And I was.
And why not?
To the point.
Why don't you feel safe?
Because, you know, you see people making comments online. Our federal government isn't really doing much to stop this.
But
you
they're
know,
not.
You complain to the local police about people making threats towards Trump voters. And
but the people are not going to know how you vote, right?
Well, I mean, it's not like I walk with a flag on and say, hey, I'm, you know, with a. But I just wanted to ask you, I'll get to the point.
Hold on, Sheldon. Can you hold for a minute? Let me take a quick break.
Yes, sir.
All right. 888-7753-772. Quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. People tell me I have a lot of alpha energy. Jesse, what gives you so much alpha energy, they say? Is it energy drinks? No. Is it cigars? No. It's Alpha Jerky. Alpha Jerky from Big Club, USA. Alpha Male. And you can have Alpha Jerky energy too. Amazing. Check out BigClubUSA.com. All right? Amazing. And don't forget, I do cameos for you. Personal shout-outs. Birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, encouragements. Happy Halloween. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, whatever the occasion is, I'll do them for you. Congratulations. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go back to Shelton out of Florida. Shelton, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
So the point I was getting to is that with all these threats that are being made towards conservatives and Trump voters, and I'm independent myself, but I'm voting for Trump this year, doesn't make me feel safe, makes me feel concerned. It's easy for people to say, you know, man up or just buy a gun. Guns are expensive. Not everybody can afford them. So my question to you was, do you think that if something does happen, that people such as yourself, people that believe in God, do you think that people are going to put their differences aside to, you know, help their fellow American? I would hope so. I mean, I
don't know
what you mean.
I don't understand the question.
If somebody takes action against conservatives, like on Election Day with all these threats being made, if people are threatening, you know, attacks against us, do you believe that people of God, you know, whatever religion, you know, you are, do you believe that people are going to come together? Or do you think that it's just going to be more divided?
Meaning that, so if you're asking, if I understand your question, yeah, if other people turn against conservatives?
If a terrorist attack is committed or if an attack is committed against people that vote for Trump, do you think that people are going to put their differences aside to help their fellow Americans?
In what way?
Well, like, for example, like do you think that there's going to be some Democrats that would see conservatives getting attacked and be like, you know, I don't agree with that. Let me help them. I don't want them to get hurt. I mean,
well, yeah,
I want to have good faith in this country, but
you definitely have some people come together. People tend to come together when it's crisis like that, but it's not going to unite them together because as soon as the crisis is over, they're going to go back and turn against one another. But, yeah, it's like when we had the 9/11 thing. People came together. They prayed together. They cried together. They went over to the Tower Building there in New York. And
we all want to have a comfortable life and have less taxes. I just want us to come together as a nation and put our differences aside.
That's not going to happen.
Put America first.
That's not going to happen.
It seems that way.
And so you should learn to live with you and not need the crowd at all. And that way, whatever the world does, it won't bother you. You won't be affected at all because you are your own world. So work on you. So whatever other people do or say or how they act, it's on them, and you will not be affected.
Absolutely.
All right.
My name is – yes, sir.
So just work on yourself and have no fear. Let fear pass. Get rid of fear. Drop the fear. Drop the anger. You'll drop the fear, and you'll be able to live in this world with no fear, no worries, no concerns.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy.
God bless you.
You too. Thank you. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Jeff is a first-time caller out of Connecticut. Jeff, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Jeff.
Yeah, I got a little problem with you, man, because some of the situations that you bring up and some of the questions you say about black men is totally a lie in so many ways. I'm a black man from Connecticut, 56 years old.
Give me something that I say that you disagree with that is a lie.
I disagree about you saying black men don't take care of their families. I've been married for over 30 years. I've raised two sons, both of them in college on the highest level.
You did what in college?
Both of them graduated college already.
Oh, okay.
On the highest level. And when they got into those top schools, it wasn't because of some affirmative action.
How do you know?
They lowered their standards. Because I know the education that my son had, okay?
Jeff, and your phone. Jeff.
One of the things.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Stay close to your phone because it's going in and out. We're not understanding, getting all your words.
Right. I know all the education, all the top schools that my sons went through, private schools and everything else through the years, okay? So I know the level of learning and training that they had, okay? And plus me being father in there every step of the way and showing them the way, okay?
Did they go to black schools or something?
No, they went to Catholic schools, okay? That doesn't even factor in to what schools they went to, but they went to Catholic schools.
But and the reason I ask, because automatically now if you're black and you want to get into a white school, just because you're black, there's no requirement. They have affirmative action whether you're aware of it or not. And blacks
yeah,
are not.
Well, it, blacks it was affirmative
not.
Action. It didn't work for me because I had to pay to get my sons to go to these schools. You understand?
Meaning what?
I paid for these schools. I paid for this education. Okay, I paid over $56,000 for high school education.
So, Jeff, let's do this. Jeff, let's do this. You're talking about you, and I say not all, but most blacks are begging and whining, and they want reparations, they want affirmative action, and now they want DEI. And so I say not all, but most. So you could be that one that could be a part of the most, other than not all. So tell me something that I say that about the blacks that's not true. To you, just one person. Because you could be, there are a few blacks, a handful, especially older guys like you, that are a little bit more independent than most blacks are.
Yeah, one of the questions you brought up is saying that black men grow up in the ghetto, and once they get money, they move away into the suburbs. My
Are you
question
saying
to
that's
you
not
is,
true?
I say that's 100% true, but it's not because they leave in their home. Is because quality of life got to mean something. You get what I'm saying? So
what do you mean by
why
that?
Is it, a quality of life, meaning that if you born and raised in a house that's 600 square feet
and you put yourself in a situation where you're making money and you're a law-abiding citizen, wouldn't it be better for you to move into a 2,000 square feet house where a backyard and everything else for your family?
But most
How is that a bad thing?
Most blacks would tell you that they're leaving the hood because it's a ghetto. And you can't have a quality life in a ghetto. And so they will.
No, you can't. I agree with that.
The first thing they do is move into a white area because they can have a better life in a white community because white people have made it possible. Why can't the blacks do that in their own communities?
Well, because number one, the market value of those homes. And then if you have an influx of people that's not making any money, and then if you have a certain group of people that's making money, I think it'll be a disservice for the person to put their investment.
But you're not making any sense. Why don't they make their homes in their own communities? Can't they do what the whites do and make their home worth more? Clean up the neighborhood, paint the house, cut the grass.
Yeah, I mean they can do that,
add rooms unto small houses. They can add an extra one or two bedrooms to it. Why do they have to go to the white neighborhood that are already that way? Why can't they do it themselves?
Because some of the situations don't require that, because some of these are apartment buildings, brick buildings.
We're talking about houses.
I mean, it ain't too much. Yeah, that's primarily a lot of those areas. Now, if you're looking in Connecticut and Bridgeport, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of communities where there are three-family homes, two-family homes, where black communities that live there.
You're
yeah,
not really saying those. Anything. Why can't
no? You're
not, why can't why, the blacks
because
do
there's
that
no, there's
in
no
their
value.
Own home?
Because there's no value in those homes in those communities.
What's
those
wrong with them homes? That they have no values?
Because
what's wrong with the blacks?
They already been,
what's wrong with the blacks that they have no values?
Because systematically, those properties have been devalued. And so no matter how much money a person put in there, they're not going to get any value back on it.
Why not?
Smart? Why would I put money into something that's not going to get any value?
And why they're not going to get it?
That doesn't make sense.
Why they're not going to get it there?
Because because certain areas, that's just the way it happens in society.
But
certain
why?
Areas you can't. Why? Because
yeah, why?
Sister, you know why. Come on.
Why?
You know why.
Why?
You know why.
Because, why?
Because systematically, the establishment, whatever you want to call it, had made certain areas of property value low. So no matter what
But you're not, when I'm you say builder, systematically, who is the systematically that's doing this?
The government. The government. If the government has a whole bunch of Section 8 and homes like that in a certain area,
because
that's
what the blacks want.
That's not what they want. Come on, man. See, that's the problem with you now.
Yeah, if they didn't want it, why do they accept it?
Well, Jesse, listen to this. The number one thing as a black man, because you always say, what's a black man?
No, Jeff, answer that first. Answer that first.
If
the blacks didn't want Section 8, why do they accept it?
Why do they accept it?
Yeah.
Because
why do
probably
they,
because
if they didn't want it, why do they accept it?
I don't know too many people that do accept it, but some people have no choice in life because they don't have a husband that stayed around and
why
raised the kids.
Why are you making up excuses for the blacks?
I'm not making no excuses.
You're making
for
a
blacks.
Bunch of
you're
excuses.
The one,
you said the systematic. You said it's the Section 8. You said the house was too small. You said everything as though black people need excuses for their failure. What's wrong that there has to be excuses made for the blacks?
I'm not making no excuses.
But you
for
just
no
made a bunch
being.
Of them.
Okay. No, I'm saying there are certain.
You said because
that you
of Section 8. Now you saying because they got no husband.
No, I said because you asked me why the property value, why wouldn't, why
no,
do
I'm asking
people
you, why
like
can't
me
the blacks,
move out of those certain areas?
I'm asking why can't the blacks do the same thing the white people do in their own area?
They
what's
do.
Wrong?
They do.
Don't. They move
they
out.
They do.
They move out.
No. Yeah, they exactly. They move out because it's a better looking home. Okay?
And why is it a better looking home?
because I have acres. I have acres. So in the inner city, you're not going to buy a house.
Now you bragging about your stuff. When I'm asking you.
No, I'm not bragging about myself. I'm just telling you.
Listen, Jeff.
For a house.
Jeff?
Go ahead.
What's wrong with the blacks that they can't do the same thing in their neighborhood that the white people do? When I was growing, I lived in Gary, Indiana for a while. And my uncle, I had one of my, well, all my people own their own homes and things. But I had one uncle, he owned a big house, and he had a guest house in the back, and he rented that house out. He rented, he had major property. In the good old days before the civil rights movement, black people used to be independent. They didn't have to move out into the white people neighborhood. What's wrong? And then the civil rights movement came along and all that changed. What's wrong with the blacks? Not all, but most. What's wrong with the blacks that they cannot just take control of their own lives and do their own thing without Section 8, without someone telling them to, without feeling sorry for them or giving them a bunch of excuses? What's wrong with them that you have to give them excuses?
I'm not giving them excuses.
You are. You just came up with a bunch of them.
I'm not. Listen, you asked about certain people that still are stuck in those situations. Then you asked about a person, why wouldn't they want to live there? Because why do white people move around? White people don't stay in one area. Sometimes they upgrade.
No, but they only move. They only move when the blacks start showing up.
Well, I live in a community where I got 50% white and 50% black.
You're talking about you again.
Exactly, because that's what I know.
You're just
one
person.
I
said not all, but most. Most black people move out of the black community. The moment they get enough money, most black people leave. There is no effort to do what the white people do in their community. Why not?
Because back in the 1950s, when you were growing up, you were broke. And so you were
broke.
The one that created that get. Yeah, you were broke.
What do you mean I was broke? I wasn't broke.
Yeah, you grew up on a plantation.
But
so
I wasn't
broke.
Broke.
You were living in a master's house.
No, I wasn't.
You was living in a master house. Was you? Yes, you was.
I was
so
living in the white man's house.
So why did you move? Why didn't you stay there and let the white man take care of you?
Because
you wanted to be independent. Right.
Okay, that's
so
not why I moved.
Another man
doing
that?
Jeff, let me tell you why I moved. I moved because I wanted to go to Indiana. I wanted to go to California. I wanted to be out on my own and not stand at home and relying on somebody else. I moved because
that
didn't
moved.
Have anything to do with what you said, because in those days there were no black ghettos, except for when they moved to Chicago and they started relying on the government. Jeff, thanks for your call.
There's always been black ghettos.
Thanks for your call, but you're making a bunch of excuses for the blacks. And as long as you make excuses for them, they're never going to overcome. The worst thing you can do in life, Jeff, is make an excuse. An excuse?
I never make an excuse for them. You're just
But you just made them
people.
For the blacks.
I'm not making no excuses for no blacks.
You are.
You're
you had a bunch of them.
All right, Jesse.
But I appreciate your call, man. Call me again, all right?
You will. I will.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-7753-77. Don't blast. Don't accept an excuse. And a person with an excuse is a loser. Excuse me, loser. Excuse me, I'm a loser. Excuse me, loser. Don't accept excuses, black. You can do it too. Really, you can do. Excuses keep you down. And don't let anybody make excuses for you. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Angband Art bought a coffee. I'd like to say this coffee is of love, but I donate this coffee for the thrill of hearing my comment read on the show. All for the thrill.
All for the thrill of it. Thrill of it. Thrill of it. All for the thrill of it. Thrill of it. Remember that song?
Yeah, although you get the melody wrong and the lyrics wrong.
I know, because I can't really get it. I don't see the picture in my head. But I know there's a song called All for the Thrill of It.
Not even. Thrill of it, thrill of it.
You know what it is, Nick?
Not even close.
Yeah. You're getting there.
We are always running for the thrill of it.
Thrill of it. Yeah, yeah,
thrill of it. Thrill of it. In a
yeah.
When two people become
that one.
Anyway. When two people become one.
That's how it goes.
Thank you, Angband Art. You got me blushing.
Thank you.
Jessica Kerr, Five Coffees. The flip flop is unreal with Kamala. She just recently had a rally where someone yelled out, "Jesus is Lord," and she started. She said, responding, "You are at the wrong rally." Then she goes on to talking to church.
That's a good point.
What the? Love
you.
You're
at the wrong rally when you shout, "Jesus Lord," but you go to the church and preach. What the? Amazing.
Love you all at Bond, says Jessica.
Thank you, and thanks for your support.
Terry bought a coffee in answer to the biblical question.
Why don't you presume others innocent unless proven guilty?
I get a thrill from speculating about the evil in others, Jesse. It's a nice distraction from watching the evil in me. Oh, no. Cringe emoji.
Amazing. I'll respond on Sunday. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Stan 69, where's JLP's mule with all those sacks of gold? Mule emoji or donkey emoji or some type of
emoji. He's over there. We need Hassan back. Hassan know how to set up everything.
Yeah.
Nick set this up, and he doesn't have time to do everything because he was working the board. He's doing everything. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Chester bought a coffee. Good morning, Jesse. Love your show. Thanks.
Good morning. Thank you. Thanks for your support.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing! Let me go and talk to a first-time caller out of California. Faraz, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse? This is Donald Trump. I just want to say you're fantastic. You really are. You're the best.
Thank you, the great white hope.
It's absolutely, Jesse. You know, I say, keep doing what you're doing. You are the best, the best.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, Mr. Trump. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know, Jesse, I want to ask you something, man.
Do me hold for me. Let me take a quick break, all right?
All right.
We'll get cut off here in a minute. I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Hake is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, October 29th, 2024 AD. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network reporting on that new flight refunds law or policy or whatever, federal rule. That evil, unchristian Pete Buttigieg, Department of Transportation, so-called secretary, former mayor of South Bend, is forcing down the throats of our beautiful airlines. The rule says airlines must refund passengers affected by significantly changed flights within full refunds, not just a voucher, within 7 business days if they bought on credit card or 20 calendar days if they used another form of payment. The move has faced pushback from the airline industry, which is getting the squeeze from the evil government. And the airline industry, admittedly, they're evil, bunch of evil people too, but the government putting these rules, I'm suspect, I'm leery. And it's implemented, interestingly, only a month before the start of what is likely to be a huge holiday travel season. Feels like they're going to turn them into full-blown socialist commie capitalism. What a mess. Middle East, peace in the Middle East. Israel's parliament has banned the evil UN, Palestinian Refugee Agency, despite international outcry. The new laws prevent the UNRWA, refugee, from operating in the country, a move that the UN chief warned could have devastating consequences for millions of Palestinian so-called refugees living in areas under Israel's control. The move follows an intense Israeli campaign to dismantle the UNRWA, as the Jewish state's relations with the UN have reached an all-time low. And didn't the UN found Israel? They founded Israel. Now the UN's turning on them? Make up your mind, evil UN. Amid the ongoing war in Gaza, nothing UN does is right, right? Israel previously accused UNRWA staff of taking part in Hamas's October 7th attack. Remember that? I remember it was like a handful of them were members of Hamas or something, allegedly, which the agency strongly denied, but they named a few, I thought. I forget. Meanwhile, Israeli strikes in eastern Lebanon targeting Hezbollah has killed dozens of people in some of the deadliest attacks of the Israel-Hezbollah war, so said Lebanese officials. Do the Lebanese disavow Hezbollah? I don't know. Haven't heard. I assume so, but I don't know. Tropical storm Trami swept across the northeastern Philippines last week. You heard about this perhaps last week on Hague News, inundating entire towns with severe flooding, triggering deadly landslides in what was the deadliest and most destructive storm to hit the archipelago, whatever that is, but it's a cool word. I like that name. So far this year, I think it's a series of islands, maybe. Nearly 130 people have been killed and at least 30 are missing as well. So said the country's disaster relief agency. Authorities now racing to deliver relief to remote communities, particularly those in the hardest hit Bicol region, B-I-C-O-L. Pardon my mispronunciation if so. Ahead of another powerful storm that could soon lash the region again. The death toll around the country continues to rise as blocked roads, choppy waters, and strong winds make it risky to reach rural areas by land, sea, and air. What a mess. And by the way, Steve Bannon, based Steve Bannon, just released from prison. So-called right-wing podcast host and chief executive of Donald J. Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Also, he was head of Breitbart for a while. Breitbart News. He's interviewed JLP, or talked with him. released from federal prison today after serving his full 120-day sentence for contempt of Congress. When is Eric Holder going to prison? What a mess. According to a source with knowledge, expected to retake the helm of his right-wing media platform. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family we're also uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. Welcome to the second hour of the show. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7733, 888-77-Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. I'm thinking about something else, so I'm not on what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm thinking about that song, Walking on a Dream. We tried to remember that song earlier, and it's Walking on a Dream, all for the thrill of it. That song is amazing. But anyway, you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, why don't you presume others innocent unless proven guilty? Why don't you presume others innocent unless proven guilty? Why? You can listen to the show live anywhere you are, whatever you're doing. Anywhere you are and whatever you're doing, you can listen live on your iPhone or iPad. No matter what you're doing, you can podcast too. But if you're working out, running down the road, you're on the freeway, you're mad, and somebody just gave you the finger, and now you're shooting at them, and they're shooting back at you, and then you kill them. Or at least one get killed, as it did yesterday in L.A. You got to let this anger go, because this road rage is out of control now. Everybody mad. But anyway, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. All right? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the last hour show on Tuesday. Every Tuesday is country. You got to love. I don't like country western music as much anymore because it's all DEI now. But country and western Tuesday. Bring back. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. 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 Isn't it?
Do you want to see today's country stars?
Yeah. Oh, see there? What a mess. What a mess.
He looks like a rapper.
It's too bad they have destroyed country and Western music. Country and Western music was amazing at one time. And people dressed nice and clean. And my country is no longer Tears of Thee. Let me go quickly back to Faraz, a first-time call out of California. Sounds like I might want to go out or something. Okay, I think it's back to normal now. Yeah, it sounds back to normal now. Faraz, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
For having me, but, you know, I have a bunch of questions, but I'll just keep it to one. I'm 37. So where do you see 30 years from now our society going when you see stuff like country music? People got face tattoos and they're wearing like skirts and all this kind of stuff. And then when you just see the world as a whole, I have a friend, he's like 80 years old. He's a classical pianist. And he says, I mean, it's just kind of going to waste and nobility is gone and taste is gone and, you know, class is gone. But where do you see like 30 years from now, my generation or even younger headed? It's scary. I don't agree with it. I'm more of an old soul, but yeah, go ahead.
How old are you again?
37.
So I don't know what 30 years from now are going to be because, you know, I don't know. But the one thing I do know that if America continue in the way that it's going, it's going to be a communist country. It's going to be like Cuba. It's going to be like the rest of the third world countries. It's going to be like South Africa. It's just going to get worse. It's not going to get better. And so you're going to be living in a communist, socialist country, which only makes things worse and not better.
Yeah. And real quick, I'm going to ask you this. Look, man, when you see generation after generation of people, you know, the fathers not being there, people work not go to school or not getting a job or working dead-end jobs or people committing crimes and, you know, the hood being the way it is or things not evolving. Would that ever change as a whole with the big world we live in with 8 billion people and growing? Can things ever really get to utopia? Can it ever get to a place where... Never, right? I mean,
right. Well, it's only cat. It could, but it won't. Because human hearts are evil. Human beings are evil. Right. And in human beings, there is no love. So it cannot get better because human beings don't love one another.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit more to that, but that's a good start, absolutely. So whatever. I mean, I just kind of...
You change the heart, you can change the world. You change the heart, all weapons will be not needed. All wars will end. There would be no fight between human beings because it would be of love.
Yeah,
you gotta change the heart.
Yeah, I watch stuff on TV, and then every generation from the 50s, 60s, and on, oh, the world's crazy now. The world's crazy. Well, I'm saying they say that every year. They say that all the time, and I'm like,
because it's getting worse.
Yeah. Well,
thank you, man.
All righty, brother. I'll call again.
All right,
another question.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you. 888-7753-773. Let me go and talk to, is it Romeo? Romo out of California. Romo, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Pleasure to speak with you, Jesse.
Thank you.
So I have a question. This question is in regards to if I'm evil. So... I have a grandfather. He and I have never been close. He's on his way out. He has about 6 months to live. I'm on the West Coast. My family's on the East Coast. I moved out here around 2019. Anywho, he's on his way out. He and I were never close. He exposed me to some evil when I was younger. And he wasn't necessarily the best guy. So basically, I don't really feel any sympathy towards him dying. And I feel that also him dying would be a great relief towards my mother because she's kind of looking after him as a caretaker. So I just want to know if you think that it's evil to not feel sympathy or not feel any closeness or, you know, not necessarily care about his demise.
So you feel no sympathy toward him?
No, because he had many chances.
Have you forgiven him?
I have.
Did you tell him?
No.
And why do you say you have if you have not told him? Why not? Why haven't you told him?
I never really thought of it. The last time I spoke to you was a couple weeks ago. I forgave my mother, but him in particular, I never really thought of it until now. It would be pointless because he can't really communicate.
Why would it be? How's that pointless because he can't communicate?
Well, he wouldn't understand what I'm saying to him.
And you asked me if I thought you were evil for not having sympathy for him?
Yes. Yes,
you're evil.
Okay. And why is that?
Because you have not forgiven.
Interesting.
And not only do you not have compassion for him, you don't even have it for yourself. Because you're refusing to give up evil. So you can't have it for him or anyone until you can have it, compassion for yourself.
I understand that. I do have a lot of bad addictions.
So do
and
you
I see, did.
You see that you're evil.
Yes. And I did FaceTime my mother, and I did forgive her.
But if you haven't forgiven your grandfather, you have not forgiven your mother, because you can't forgive one and hate the other one.
You're right. And I mean, in my mind, I have forgiven them both, but still.
But your mind is a lie. There's no truth in your mind.
Right. Because when I spoke with my mother, I thought I forgave her. But then a few weeks later, she said something that invoked rage within me.
Right.
And I still have that rage.
Because you have not forgiven. That's why you have not forgiven your grandfather either. Why don't you forgive before he expires?
How do I do that, Jesse?
Apologize to him for resenting him.
And I mean, I did that with my mother, but for some reason, I still feel that I had one of the greatest conversations I've ever had with my mother. I really did lay it all on the line, and it was a good conversation.
And you told her were sorry for hating her?
Yes.
And so.
And I was hard.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was harboring hatred towards her, and it was a good conversation. But a few weeks later, she reverted back to her old ways, and then I sort of did the same.
Well, because you have not truly forgiven her, because just because she converted back to her old ways, she didn't change. You were the one that's supposed to be changing because you saw that you were evil by having anger, and you went and forgave. And it wasn't based on her at all. Forgiveness is never about whether someone else changes or not. It's about you overcoming evil within yourself.
I understand. And could it be done at the flip of a coin, or does it take time?
Could what be done as flip of a coin?
To truly forgive your mother, your father, your grandfather.
The moment you see that you're angry and you go and forgive, you're free from that. Well, really, the moment you see it, but when you go and forgive, you're drawn into the kingdom as well.
So if I do forgive and then a week later, something invokes me to still have that rage, then I never really forgave in the first place?
A forgiving person would never do an if.
Got it.
Once you forgive her, and you will overcome evil because you will no longer identify with it. You wouldn't call it you. And because you stop identifying with the spirit of it, will be taken away from your imagination and your heart.
Right. Because, yeah, it's deep in there. It's like 31 years of letting spirits dance within me. So it's...
Are you doing a silent prayer?
No, sir, but...
So how you go? How will you be free if you don't stay present?
That's true.
No, that was a question.
No, yes. I'll never be free if I don't stay present.
So you're up here hating your grandfather. You're not working on yourself.
It's true. Yeah, I'm even killing myself slowly. So
yeah, you're already dying. Anyone that has an anger is dead already. Eyes are open, but spiritually they're dead. And so I would suggest do what you want, that you call your grandfather, FaceTime with him and your mother and forgive and start and just continue to work on you.
That's true. It's tough. I mean, my main spirit is liquor itself. What do you recommend for alcoholics?
What do you mean by your main spirit, liquor? What does that mean?
They call liquor spirits. That's like one of the nicknames for it.
But liquor is not a spirit.
I hear you. I feel like it brings the liquor more.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's. I feel like it opens me more to spirits. I feel like I'm more negative, or I'm susceptible to more anger when I'm drinking.
But that's not because of the liquor. It's because your heart is evil. The liquor has nothing to do with that. You're just using alcohol so that you don't have to go through the death of the ego. You don't want to face the pain that you have to go through. So the alcohol is not the issue. It's your evil heart.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. It is a nice distraction from everything.
Yeah. In order to have a life, you got to lay down that life, that false life of the anger and the ego and the emotions. And you're going to have to work on you. Forgive your father, I mean, your grandfather and your mother. You, just like you can help yourself but hate them, they can help themselves but hate whomever they hate, their parents. And whatever happened, they can help themselves. The same spirit that's driving you is driving them. You're not in control. Someone else is driving your car. You're in the back seat.
And the best way to take control is just forgive.
You got to see that you're wrong for being angry, that you're evil. Every human being is evil, and they don't want to see that they're evil. They rather think of themselves as being good. You always hear people say, oh, I'm so good. I'm a good mom. I'm a good father. I'm a good this. No, you're not. You're evil.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. And then you also get to the points where you almost want to embrace that you're evil. And that's not good either. That's counterintuitive.
But you have already embraced it. You have agreed with the devil when you decided not to forgive.
True. Yeah, that was one of the many things I did with the devil. But yeah, that's tough. I mean, what you say is right.
Go and forgive. And stop playing a game with your own life. You're working with the devil. There's no reason for you to live this way. Zero reason.
That's true. Yeah. A lot of self-hatred that comes from hatred from those closest to me.
What do you mean by self-hatred?
It's just there's times in life where I feel like, you know, I'd be better off dead, or death would be much easier than being a better person.
And who tell you that? Who told you that?
Just my assumptions.
And where do you get those assumptions from?
Just from, you know, life. And then also, you know, I've had moments where I've passed out, or, you know, those moments of being unconscious are just very peaceful.
So
where do you get those assumptions that if you were to kill yourself, you have a better life? Where do you get those ideas from?
Just from basically brainwashing and also my own personal experience, but just thinking that anything would be better than life.
And where do you get those thoughts from?
Everything, the thoughts of heaven, the thoughts of even hell, life after this, because I agree with you.
And where are you getting those thoughts from?
Research. I mean, even like you said, we're living in hell right now, so I can't see anything being much worse than this. You know what I mean? But I don't know at the end of the day.
And who are you?
Whew. I am a product of bad parenting and brainwashing by media. And brainwashing by inner city.
Are you black?
No, sir. I'm half Greek, half Moroccan.
Oh, so who are you?
I am someone who doesn't know who he truly is. Someone that has ideas, but someone that doesn't really know.
And someone so then, and that is true. So why do you say you get these thoughts to kill yourself when there is no you?
That's true. I feel like I get
No, there was a question.
Yes, sir. I feel like I get those thoughts just because I it's hard for me to grasp the concept of spirits controlling me just because I never believed it. Although I can see it. I can see certain thoughts that pop in my mind that previously to finding you, I felt they were my own, but I could see them like, huh, that's not me. But I it's just
think about it. Why would you think you would tell you to kill yourself?
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't. It doesn't make sense. That's not really what I want for myself.
So why are you taking credit for something that you have nothing to do with?
It has to do with the difficulty of grasping the ideology that I'm being controlled by evil spirits.
Oh, I see. But so you think you're in control of that? You're doing that?
I thought that, yeah. But I can see how what you're saying is true.
And what am I saying that's true?
Because deep down, that's not really what I want for myself. It's just these thoughts that pop in my head of, it feels like it would be easier.
What would be easier?
Death than life.
If death was easy, why don't you die from the ego? Because that's the only death there is. It's the death of the ego. If you thought death was easy, why don't you die from that?
Meaning get rid of the ego.
You said like, death is, you think that you thought death was easier, right?
Yes.
So if you think death is easy, why don't you die from the ego?
I think it's because I've been so addicted to the ego, and the ego has been my self-image for so long that I'm so addicted to it. Just the thought of truly changing is, it's almost like a scary thought.
And so if you kill yourself and you die, what are you dying from?
The responsibility, the pain, and the true pain of growing and becoming a better person and being who I want to be.
But if you die in your ego, you're stuck in your ego. There's no way out. Eternal life is right now. And if you don't take advantage of eternal life now, and drop the ego now, you're stuck. Ain't no way out after you die. Leave your body. The way you drop your body is the way you're going to live forever. At least now you have a chance to overcome. Why don't you take advantage of that and work on yourself so you can let go of the false identity?
So do you mean like when I die, I'll still be trapped in my ego?
Absolutely. And there would be no way. What?
That's a terrifying thought.
You think it? Look how terrifying it is to die from the ego while you live. Just imagine once you drop your body, you find out you're stuck. Ain't no way out. Hell is yours forever.
That's so wild. It's just so, do you feel I'm possessed by evil spirits?
No, I know you're possessed by evil spirits, and you're believing the lies, and you're calling those evil spirits you.
They're so good, Jesse. They're really good. Sometimes they'll let me get ahead, they'll let me play around, and then they'll always bring me back in, you know?
Because they never let you get ahead. They deceive you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stop listening to those thoughts. First of all, you got to forgive so that God can forgive you, and he'll draw you in, and he'll destroy that old nature, which is the ego nature. But you got to be serious about it. Not freak out serious, not overdo it, do it, but just be working on yourself. Be aware. Be present.
I hear you. It's tough. And, you know, I thank you for everything you've done for me. And I know this is kind of the wrong time to throw it in, but when I was younger, around 2015, I did dedicate my soul to Satan. So I was into Satanism. I don't actively practice nowadays, but every now and then I'll do a prayer of protection.
So when you said you did like a ceremony and committed yourself to Satan?
Yes, sir. Yeah, oh. I did a little ritual. Yeah, signed my name in blood, burned it on a red candle, stuff like that.
Every human being is dedicated to Satan until they wake up, until they forgive. So you're not the only one. You may have gone through the ceremony, but the Christians went through the ceremony of going down and accepting Jesus. The learning the Bible, or worship Allahu Abba, or worship this and that. They all have given a personal ceremony and dedication to evil. That's why they say anger is good, because they have accepted Satan.
Yeah, I have heard that. It's just like I feel like almost I'm betraying Satan if I were to renounce him, you know? I would feel disloyal.
Every human being with anger feel a disloyal to Satan if they denounce him. That's why they won't denounce him, because they love their misery. They love the pain that he brings upon them. They love the pain that the revenge that he gives them to try to hurt others. They love it, so they're committed to Satan, and they won't denounce it. I tell them, hey, drop the anger. Forgive so you can be free. Uh-uh. I'm like, come out of your imagination. You're not your thought. No, who will I be if I don't have my thoughts, if I don't have my feelings? They are committed to evil. They love Satan.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know how I got this far. You know what I mean?
You don't know how what?
I don't know how I got this far. I do know how I got this far. It was just inch by inch, you know.
What for?
Like to this point, you know.
Of what?
Of just hopelessness, you know. Just viewing, like, instead of viewing the future as like happy thoughts, I always view the future as dark thoughts. But I do know,
because there is no future. You're in your imagination believing lies that there is a future. You're still worshiping the devil. You gotta be, if you want to be free, you gotta practice being present, not in your head thinking about the past or the future or whatever has happened or whatever will happen. You literally gotta practice staying present and stop loving your hell.
That's true. Yeah, the hell is just distracting from actually bettering yourself.
How old were you when you went and did a ceremony to Satan?
Early 20s.
And why did you do it?
I wanted a cheat code to life.
You got it.
Yes, sir.
Because Satan is definitely cheating you out of life.
Yep.
Hold on. 888-775-3773. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. And I'll be back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11. Then after Hake, Joel Friday TV. He black! Joel Friday TV. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. If you need counseling, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I do it myself by phone, Skype, or walk-in. All right? And it really book. So be patient. If anyone cancel, we'll call you, let you know, or email you or contact you. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com for accounts, set up an appointment, make an appointment, or you can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Individual, family, or whatever, counseling. All right? Amazing. I want to go back to... who's I talking to?
Romo.
Romo, out of California.
Yes.
So, Romo, how... tell me, I'm sorry, how old are you now?
I'm 31.
And so, when you were in your 20s, you went through this ritual service-like thing, and you dedicated your... self to Satan, right?
Yes, sir.
And don't tell the people how you found the information to do that. But were you by yourself, or did you do it with a group of people?
I was by myself.
And what made you do it at that time?
Originally, it started out of like a desire for attention. But then, the more I read upon it, I found it very interesting. And there was a lot of research, so on and so forth. I learned how to meditate, put myself in a trance, stuff like that. So that really intrigued me. But mainly, I looked at it as a cheat code for life.
Wow. And so once you did it, did you feel one with the devil, with evil?
At the time, yes. There was this evil woman in our neighborhood that was doing evil deeds, and I actually prayed to the devil that she wouldn't die, but she would get hospitalized. And then a few weeks later, she got beat up and had to go to the hospital. So I remember when I found out, I collapsed on my knees and prayed to Satan and so on and so forth.
So so when that woman had to go to the hospital because you had wished her dead, and Satan, and something happened to her, you thank Satan for it?
Yeah, I didn't wish her dead. I just wanted her to be hospitalized because she's a true wicked witch.
And then, so she went to the hospital, and you thanked Satan for it?
I did, yes, sir.
And again, don't tell people how to get information, but from that point forward until now, what has it been for you living one with the devil, accepting him and being one with him? How has that been for you?
When I was actively meditating and actively doing satanic rituals, it was well, but I strayed away from it, and I don't do that anymore. And my life has been hell ever since, and it's only getting worse.
And why did you stray away from it?
I was doing meditations that became very intense. Like, I would have visuals, and I started getting basically scared of it, and I couldn't clear my mind like I used to when I was younger, and I just got distracted by worldly pleasures.
And how does Satan feel about you straying away from it?
I don't think he was very happy with me, to be honest.
And why not? Why do you say he wasn't happy with you?
I feel like a fraudulent Satanist, kind of like that guy that you had on The Fallen State, the guy that said he was a Satanist but doesn't actually believe in Satan.
Right.
That's like saying that you're gay but you're straight. Doesn't make sense. So I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm a disgrace to real Satanists.
Oh, and so do you want to overcome him, or you want to go back to him? Though you never left.
Yeah, I never left. I never left fully. I couldn't leave. I just...
Do you want to leave?
I want to be happy, Jesse. But do I want to leave? The question? The question is no. Because I signed that blood oath, and I don't want to seem like a disloyal person. And there's been times in my life where I've been in very sticky situations, and I've gotten out of them. And I don't know if that's...
So you don't want to overcome the devil. You want to draw back closer to him?
I mean, in a way I do. In a way, I want to see if I... devote myself to Satanism, how my life will change.
Amazing. One last question, then I'm going to have to run because everybody and the mama want to get in.
Yes, sir.
Blah, blah, blah. And so, like, when you stop, even though you never stopped, you just thought you had, how's your life now?
It is very... It's good in regards to, like, pleasures, but bad in regards to anything that's actually good.
Give me an example of what you call good.
I have a girlfriend that is a very good girl for the most part, 27 years old. She's only had sexual relations with me. So I'm given this gift of her. Granted, her and I don't get along. She voted for crooked Joe Biden. I can't really rock with that. She's brainwashed in that regard, but still her and I can discuss it. But, just pleasures. Like, I can go out and I can, you know, seek earthly flesh and do all that stuff. But bad in the sense that I have no purpose and I'm kind of living my life.
But do you know that you have never left Satan, and the reason your life is that way even now? Because you have not. Satan is a deceiver. When you were young, he pretended that he was giving you salvation, but he was only giving you hell. And now that you are acting a little bit like you might want to overcome it, he's giving you even more hell. He's deceiving you. Even with the idea of pleasure, pleasure is from evil. All that pleasure stuff he's giving you is for him, and he's doing everything he can to deceive you. You have never left him.
That's true. Yeah, over 2 years ago, I had a girlfriend pass away, so that was very big for me.
And it just kind of made me dive darker, not into Satanism, but more into my own darkness.
Yeah.
Which I guess could be satanic.
And
too.
So last, but then I got to run. I can't keep talking. Do you want to overcome the devil or you want to stay one with him?
I want to stay one with him.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, I mean, I don't know if it's unfortunate. I don't know. I'm not God. I don't know what's right, what's wrong.
Well, you're never going to know as long as you worship darkness. But I understand if you want to stay with it, that's your choice. But you will regret it, for sure.
I understand, sir. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you for your time.
But I wish you well with that, man.
Thank you, brother. Well, I'll be calling in again.
All right, call me again.
Thank you, brother.
All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly to Jamil out of Canada. Jamil, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How are you doing, Jesse? Good to talk to you again.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I just wanted to call in. I had a couple of things, but I called in specific because something happened the other day, and it made me think of you. It actually made me take a hike too. It made me laugh. It was about the Jesus is not God topic. You know,
and do you believe Jesus is God or not God, or the Son of God?
Jesus is the Son of God. He is not God.
And why do you say he's not?
Well, Jesus said himself. So what the video, he said it himself. He said, I need to take time for myself to go and talk with my Father.
Right.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
that's what he said. I was watching a video and he said, if you do the works of my Father, you are my brother, my sister and my mother. That's what he said. And I fell asleep the other night, and I woke up, and my phone was playing because I left it playing. And I woke up to, there's a show that I like to watch. So, you know, sometimes they have shows, and they'll have, like, little after shows where they talk about the episode and all that stuff. And it's a show about Jesus. So they were talking about it, and the guy, the producer of the show, this is what he was saying. He was like, people say Jesus is God, maybe. But as far as he knows, Jesus said that he has to go talk to his Father.
Yeah,
and I find and the thing is, even listening to the last guy that you were just speaking to, the confusion that the enemy puts on people, it like it never ends, because I realized that as I was listening to that, I thought about you, and even when people are talking to you about things, it's like they're questioning it, they're not sure, but they're not here. Like, well, I can't talk about them, but even for me, it's like you say all the time, don't do what I tell you to do, do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. But yet they're shocked when you're telling them, look, this is what this is. This is how it looks to you. And you can follow it if you want to. You don't want to. And I realized that this path that you talk about, it's for lack of better terms, it's a very lonely path. You can't take anybody with you. When you're on it, you start to see what's happening around you. Because I have family members that they worship Jesus. They worship the pastors at the churches that they go to.
Well, let me ask you this because of time. Are you overcoming your hell?
Yes, I'm overcoming it. Yes, without question, I'm overcoming it.
Right,
overcoming it because I'm able to be more conscious than I ever was in my life. I'm aware now of not just what's happening outside of me, but what's happening inside of me. And I realize, you know, that if I get angry with somebody, they didn't do anything to me. That was waiting to come out yesterday.
Right.
It was just waiting.
Yeah.
It was just waiting, you know. And just real quick before you leave, one of the ways that I noticed that, it was a couple of days ago, I went to a restaurant. And I went to go buy food, and I bought my food, I sat down, I ate it. And I frequent this restaurant every, you know, pretty often. And then I asked to use the bathroom. And then this guy came, I said, do you mind if I use the bathroom? He's like, no, the bathroom's closed for the rest of the night. The owner knows me, though, so he looks at me, he says, no, he could use the bathroom. The guy goes, I'm sorry. And I realized I started getting upset with the guy. Because I'm like, I bought food, you saw me eating the food, and now you're denying me the bathroom, knowing that the bathroom is open. You just didn't want to go in there and help me do it. And it just brought me back to even when you guys were talking about the tips and stuff like that with the restaurants and everything.
Yeah.
I realized I was upset. I was upset with this guy, and here's the truth. I'm a grown man. I should be cooking for myself anyway in my home and use my own bathroom.
Well, and so let me ask, because I'm tired, what did you do when you saw yourself get angry?
Well, I went to the guy and I said to him, you know what, when he was giving me, because he went to give me the key to go open the bathroom. But then I said, you know what, I don't want to take it from you. I don't want to use it anymore. And I just walked away. I walked away. And
but that was the wrong thing to do.
No, it was no. Well, that's what I'm saying. I realized that I was upset to begin with. If I saw that I was becoming upset, and it could only get worse. So if I had stayed there, I was like, I don't know, you know, how far this can escalate. So I just said to myself, I got to go home and use my own bathroom. And as I was walking home, I realized everything that I did was completely wrong. Everything was wrong. But because I'm working towards overcoming my hell and being aware and conscious, I was able to see, you're absolutely correct, Jesse, what I did was wrong. How I responded to him was wrong. I didn't feel, and the thing about it is the thrill feels so good as you're going through it.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at him and I'm like, yo, like, I'm like, you can't do anything to me, you know?
Well, let me just say this. Next time anger come up like that, don't react to it at all. Just see it. Don't, absolutely. You know, take the key and go to the bathroom, blah, 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 but see the anger, but don't do anything about the anger and then it'll be taken away. Seeing it is what takes it away.
No, absolutely. But
no other action.
No, you're absolutely right. And I appreciate you even pointing out that that action was wrong because I recognized it too.
Yeah.
And I realized too that I was upset with him with things that happened at other restaurants in the past. But I realized that as a man, honestly, I like to cook even. So why am I out here doing this? Why am I out here, you know, spending this money? Why am I upset when people tell me to tip them what they want me to tip them?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have that issue just go and cook for myself, you know? So
that's right. Yeah. Thank you for your call, brother. Call me again.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, you too. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Over on Rumble, a Rumble rant from J1D2. LOL. Lots of laughs. Jesse, put your cart back. Laughing face emoji. JK. Just kidding. Wishing you well, my man.
Thank you. So you know, I realized Hate said something about the cart yesterday on his show, I believe. And I realized that the commercial aspect of businesses, markets like that, stores, have trained the people to take the carts back. And as a result of doing that, they don't have to pay big salaries. They don't need as many cart boys to go out and get them because they have deliberately and intentionally trained the people that if you don't take the cart back, you're not a good person. You're being used and don't know it. Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
They are literally trained the people to take back their cart. And if you don't do it, there's something wrong with you. And if you do it, you're a good person. And the other person that's not doing it is a bad person. And you don't know that they're doing it because they're trying to save money, make money, and they're using you. That is insane. But I understand it. Joel said he's lazy.
I think he's calling you lazy.
Is he calling me lazy or he's lazy? Are you calling me lazy for not doing that, Joel, or are you lazy? Joel, he black. Okay.
Manuel, a very generous 10 coffees, walking on a dream, Empire on a Sun. Empire of the Sun? A Thrill of It song that you were singing.
All for the thrill of it, thrill of it.
I sent a Twitter clip to Omid's email and producer something.
It says, you all who don't return your car are lazy. No, see, they got you thinking we're lazy. Amazing. But anyway.
I sent you guys a clip of Trump listing 6 things to do. Reminded me of your message of forgiveness and not competing.
Oh, I saw that. That was deep.
Yeah.
I may play that one day on the show. Maybe tomorrow. By the way, Doyle, my friend Doyle called and Earl Hutchinson called.
Yeah.
And Doyle, I know you left your number. And I don't know if my producer wrote it down wrong or you accidentally gave the wrong number. But I tried to call you back. So I need you to call again and leave your number. Doyle, my friend Doyle from way back when. And also Earl Hutchinson. Call 323-782-1980. 323-782-1980. I tried to call you guys back, but the numbers Well, I don't think Earl called yet, but with Dora, the number was wrong. My producer said he's not sure what happened. Thank you. But thank you.
Thank you, Manuel. Very generous, 10 coffees.
Thank you, Manuel.
Aries 1 with a diamond. No message.
Thank you.
When you said overcome your anger, road rage is out of control.
Yeah.
On X, Dirt Dog 187 asks, how? What is your advice? I live in California.
About how to overcome the anger?
Yeah.
See that you have it and knowing that it's evil. You're wrong for being angry. Forgive your mother because she has recreated you in her image. Any man that has anger is a woman. He has the nature of a woman, his mother. Forgive her and forgive your father for not protecting you from her, and God will cause you to return to the Father, and he will give you back your original nature, which is of him. But you got to go and forgive and do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, and practice staying present instead of lost in your imagination. I wish you well. Thank you.
Lord Healy on X says, slow drivers who stay in the passing lanes are all sinners who are headed straight to hell.
It used to be like amazing when I would see those very slow drivers in the fast lane, and they're going slow. I'm like, what the? Amazing. Thank you.
You don't like country and western? It's all DEI. What do you listen to, Mr. Peterson? Asks Hopo Lane.
I don't really listen to music anymore, to be honest. And not because I think it's bad or anything, but I just don't listen to the radio anymore. All right, but thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jake says, I often wonder if Jesus did the silent prayer when he was here on earth instead of praying through his mind.
He did. He stayed present. He stayed present. And that's what he's encouraging you to do. Pray without ceasing. Simply mean stay present rather than lost in your imagination. Every thought is a lie. Come out of your imagination. Those thoughts are not yours and they're not from God. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive, Aries 1, Stan 69, Games for Rec, Wolf 336, Misty, Kid Combo 1.0, Groovy Monkey, Army Ann, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew. And thank you guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Wasn't there a movie or a song called Play Misty for Me?
Maybe.
Something like that. Let me go to Keith, a first-time call out of Tennessee. Keith, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jesse.
Hey, Keith.
I was calling in today because I listen to your show often, and I'm a Trump supporter somewhat. But it's beginning to worry me with the Elon Musk just appearing out of nowhere. And when I listened to his speech, he was talking about getting a government agency, efficiency agency, I think it was called. I think that's a lot of power for Elon Musk to garner. And I'm wondering why Trump would do something like that. And it's similar to what a Democrat would do. And I'm just wondering why nobody on the right is talking about it.
Well, what Elon Musk want to do is to get rid of the power of the government. The government is too big now, and as a result, it's like totally controlling the people. They give you everything, and then they control you. Elon Musk, he want a smaller government. That's what he's referring to.
I understand that, but we know people lie. And if we give him that much power, after he's gone and someone else takes over his position, who knows what they could do with that much power is what I'm saying.
Well, if he's successful at creating a smaller government, then we the people will have the power. We will have back the power, and then if someone else get in there when Elon leave, and they try to rebuild the government, make a bigger government to control us, then people would say no to that and vote those people out and vote in people who work for us and not against us.
voices with truth instead of
lies. I understand it, but his operation is better than NASA. And so that, and he basically private. He's a private person. He's not held to what the people want.
And that's why we want him in the government, because we want private people that know how to run businesses, know about how to keep taxes lower. Donald Trump is not a politician either. And look what a great job he did when he was there, and the job he would do now when he come back. Elon Musk is the same way. We don't need all these lawyers and these people that's in there for the power and money for themselves. I think you won't be disappointed once you see what he does.
But efficiency agency, it sounds like you want to control the government.
No, it just means he want a smaller government. He does want to get rid of big government and bring back the small government so that it can be we the people. Keith, I am totally out of time. Call me again.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Jesse.
You're right. And vote for Trump.
I will.
All right. I am so out of time. I am out of time. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I'll be back tomorrow. Get on that straight and narrow and stay there. Just stay there. You're going to be surprised what you find out about yourself, and you'll become free. All right? Amazing. The Hake Report is coming up now. TheHakeReport.com. Joel Friday at 11, right after the Hake. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. To the rest of the callers, Rick and all. Rick, I tried to get to you. You wouldn't answer the phone. What the? You got to stop laying your phone down and walking away from it, buddy. And the rest of the callers, I'll be back tomorrow. Manhood Hour tomorrow, all right? Have a good one. Bye. Read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out RebuildingTheMan.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have TheFallenState.tv. Ring the bell. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Thank you,